the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, and welcome to part two of our eight-part series entitled Beyond Black and White, Addressing Cultural Bias in Word Gap Studies. I'm Penny Smith with special guest Dr. Anita Pandey, author of Language Building Blocks. Dr. Pandey, tell us how children are language facilitators and word generators, and how this concept addresses cultural bias.
Thank you for that question. The study that we talked about earlier, the Hart and Riley study, suggests that the amount of parent interaction with the child is what causes the child to be fluent in language and to be word taught, lexically aware. In other words, they get more words the more the parent talks to them. And this is true for the most part in many families, that children are taught language because they hear language from their parents, their first teachers in many ways. But this is not the only way that children acquire vocabulary and language, through parent interactions. They acquire language from multiple interactions. In many homes, they're actually acquiring more words and more language from people other than their parents, oftentimes their peers. So, for example, Nicaraguan Sign Language was created by children. Also, Hawaiian Creole was created by children. If you look at the difference between a pidgin, which is a contact language, very minimal, which adults tend to use for the purposes of trade, once they become the mother tongue of the community, they're called Creoles, and all Creoles were actually created by children, because the children then extend the vocabulary to create the functions and to make the language serve the multiple functions that the language then begins to serve. So children are creators as well, and we should remember that. In fact, in my first book, I shared how I taught my mother English and how that impacted my test scores in Africa, because I was a very bright student, in quotes. We were ranked at my school. We didn't have preschool. We started with first grade. We didn't even have kindergarten back in the day. We were kind of like the Finnish. They start school at age 7, and they still have the highest literacy among any Western nation, and I put Western in quotes, or literate nations. And that's because they provide their children lots of oral language, and then they begin to master reading, which is essentially a memory of language. But children are creators. They create words like long-tempered, which is how my daughter describes how I should be when I'm short-tempered. She says, I wish you were more long-tempered, Mama. They use words literally like, could you hire the heat, which basically means increase in their words. But it doesn't mean we don't understand them, and sometimes they're using very creative language or creative words as well. So we need to remember that part of the equation.
Thank you, Dr. Pandey.
You're very welcome.
Please join us in the next podcast for part three, where we will pinpoint the cultural bias with the argument that deja vu plus quantity isn't quality.